sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Then Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 75. Right now, it's 51 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 7th edition of Byers & Company. Coaches in the studios, LeBron James, plus Tanya Hendricks from Crossings to talk about their gardens. And we'll give away another pair of tickets to see the Illini take on Western Kentucky, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I can't help but feel like a Friday, right? Because we're not going to be here tomorrow.
It is a weird feeling.
I have to keep gut-checking myself, and then
I keep going like, bring Cotter.
But no. Then I see Coach, and I go, oh, God, yeah, it's Thursday.
Be nice.
I am. I'm just kidding him. We're back here. I need to thank Debbie Bogle for a couple of things this week. One, I can't even tell you yet because it's a secret, but she solved a problem. I've had this conundrum for like 2.5 weeks on coming up with a name for something that hasn't been announced yet, and so that's kind of a tease. But she came up with the perfect name yesterday.
Perfect name.
Right off the
bat.
She just spit it out in a meeting. And it was like, now I can't imagine why we didn't all think of this.
I know.
You know?
I know.
But there it is.
And we had a lot of people on this, creative people.
Everyone
smart
was just kind of like just beating their head on this one thing. We knew what we were going to do. We knew what it was going to be all about. We just could not come up with what to call it. And she did yesterday. And then also, of course, the Impact Tour, which led us to our next guest. Tanya Hendricks was here from Crossings. We were so blessed to go on this Impact Tour. I need the Impact Tour. Coach, you've been on one of these before.
Yes, I have.
I do one every year. I try to do one every year because it kills cynicism. And that's an important thing because cynicism, man, when you deal in the world of Springfield and Washington and local politics and all the stuff that goes on, it is so easy. And I think probably understandable that you become cynical about human beings, about people. And then you need to gut check yourself and go get a reality and see the people who are actually doing all the work at the ground level. And when you do, you feel a number of things when you get off the bus and you're done after a couple of hours. You feel grateful that there are people in our community that I think of as angels. I mean, they're on the ground doing this. I'm not capable of doing it. Wouldn't do it.
I agree.
That there's hope and it's not all sad. And some of it is incredibly sad, but there are people solving problems and looking for solutions and doing things day in and day out for everyone in this community. So you take away a little of that cynicism, and that's what we did on Tuesday. We took our two-hour tour. We went to Dove, and we went to Growing Strong, and then we went to Crossings to see their gardens. And then you always learn something, and that's the third thing, which I think is important, because I feel fairly plugged in.
Oh, you are.
No, but I'm not. I may be more than the average Joe, but that doesn't mean I know everything that's going on. I knew of the garden program. I didn't know anything about it other than where it was. You drive over the 51 Viaduct or whatever, and you can see their new building and the activity that's going on down there. So I asked Tanya to come in to share this story with everyone because I just thought it was fantastic. So, Tanya Andrews, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
All right. So how did this all happen? When did it happen? Take us back to square one here.
Sure. Well, first I have to thank the United Way. About 2 years ago, we put a proposal forward to the United Way to start this prescription produce program, and it came out of our dietitians, Allison Rayha and Elizabeth Shuth, had been doing some research on how to improve the overall diet of our clients. And what she found is that she did a lot of education and dietary counseling to people who also faced food insecurity. And she had a hard time coaching them to make better dietary change because these people didn't have access to fresh produce. So that spawned the idea of a prescription for better food, produce.
Now, I want to start right off the bat for the cynic that's sitting out there saying, I mean, because I hear this all the time around our food drive, and most people are incredibly supportive, but every once in a while you run into somebody, well, make better decisions at the store, spend your Link money on, they do this. Now, I will tell you this. We have community leaders, full-grown adults that are responsible people that are in our WSOYMCA challenge right now that are relearning what it is to eat in a nutritious way. We have found ourselves, I'll be 51 this year, I had no idea how expensive it was to eat right. I mean, how much more we spend at the grocery store today than we did 20 weeks ago, because shopping the outside of those aisles is way better for you, but also more costly. So this is a lesson for everyone. And then if you start with the kid asking us at the Farm Progress Show, is that a horse? And then you think about people's realities and whether you want to or people ought to behave. Yeah, all of those things are true. Right. But you got to educate and educate everyone. Go to a grade school and look at the overweight kids and then look at the numbers of diabetes. I mean, we've never been separated more, I think, in this country from a have and have not perspective as far as health and nutrition than we are today, right?
You're absolutely right, Brian. And I tell you,
and it's not just a money question.
You're correct. And if you have a limited food budget, you're not going to buy an eggplant and experiment with it.
No, you're not.
And so the first step is that what our dietitians do is they give the prescription for the produce and the folks come and pick that up, but they also get recipes. We have samples every week so that they can taste something and try it.
They had an incredible, like a corn salsa salad thing for us to try. It was really good. I have the recipe. It's at home, Lindsay. I think you really like it. So we got to watch this in action. So how many people benefited the first go around and then how can it grow? Tell me about, you know, what your future plans are.
So the first year we did it with 40 patients. All of the patients had diabetes that was uncontrolled. So, you know, the physicians had identified these people, and they also had either uncontrolled high blood pressure or they were obese. And so we took those 40 people, and it was this little study. So we measured their weight and all of their metrics and their lab tests, and then we put them through the first year, a 12-week prescription produce program. We had 78% rate of filling those prescriptions, which is actually very good for a 12-week program once a week. And then at the end of the program, we noticed marked reductions in their hemoglobin A1C, which is a level of control of diabetes. Many of them experienced weight loss, but all of them talked about how now they are incorporating far different things into their diet. So that was a win.
Yeah, so the food's grown right there.
Right. Now we do supplement with the Central Illinois Food Bank.
Sure.
And that was part of it because we can't get a lot of fruit, but that's what we do. So year two, which is the year we're in now, we decided to expand it. It's now a 14-week program and 90 patients. And that's what's happening right now. We're seeing great results. We have kids coming with families over the summer and learning about new things. And there's a lot of education and interaction that surrounds this. And I think that's what makes it so effective. People are visual learners. They need to taste things and touch things. And then when they do, they're more likely to incorporate these foods moving ahead and in the future because they can buy them with their link cards.
Yeah.
But they've got to not have the risk.
No, and but the crazy thing is the food industry does everything it can to sell you other stuff.
You're right.
Because you'll see it at the grocery store, right, marked as link eligible or whatever. And you think, okay, that's the last thing you want to be pointing people to.
Right.
And it's the same thing we found at the Farm Progress Show last Thursday. You know, so many of these kids don't know where food comes, you know, or have any sort of basic understanding of how it goes from literally from harvest to home,
was
what ADM was great in doing a scavenger hunt with the kids and then learning about, you know, past that, you know, how there's careers and, you know, it's not just, you know, farming. That's the smallest percentage of number of people that are employed. It's all the other jobs around it. So it's all about education and then having that hands-on experience. In fact, when we arrived, one of your clients was there having an in-depth discussion.
You're correct.
I mean, it wasn't just sort of, hey, give me something. It was, you know, they were talking about recipes. And
mm-hmm.
So this is pretty cool. How do you make it bigger?
Well, I think the way to grow and expand it is to plan each year to grow more food and to expand that garden. And so we're working on that right now. We're going to add berry bushes over the fall along the perimeter to grow that and add more patients. So we're trying to raise money. Actually, I wanted to mention four seeds for next year. So the United Way cycle is a two-year cycle, and so we've had our 2 years, and so we don't want to take for granted.
You need to apply, though, for the food drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that. We have an application at natdecatur.com. You can go to the WSOY Community Food Drive section. It's not a – I mean, we're not the federal government. It's something you can fill out in 10 minutes. But, you know, we've expanded every year to include other programs and new programs because we want to support as many people as we can. And fortunately, and we never know what we're going to end up with money-wise or food-wise at the end of the day, but we've set our goal at 1.5 million pounds. And, you know, if that's something we can help with, we'd certainly love to add that to our list of growing and growing organizations that are supported by it.
Well, thank you, Brian. We would love to do that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we all know intuitively how much better we feel from a health perspective.
There's no doubt about it.
And I want that for our clients. It's a good business decision. You know, we're all consumers of healthcare, And if you think about how you're ever going to, you know, really manage the cost of healthcare for things like diabetes, if you can't get to the root cause, you're going to just pay for
What I don't understand, I mean, I understand why people get tired of people who just sort of use the system. I mean, and you're going to have a percentage of people that do that. I don't care, you know, where you get as a society, right? That's just a fact of life. You have people that commit crimes, and you have all the laws in the world, and there's people who still aren't going to live within the norms of society. Mm-hmm. But why would you not want to educate and help on the front end and invest so that people can become productive members of a community, of a town, of a city, of a life, whether it's employment possibilities or being healthier? Because we're all paying that bill at the end of the day. And it's a hell of a lot more expensive on the back end of that than it is to invest on the front end.
You're absolutely right. And that's really what this program is about. It's about preventing illness through good nutrition. And we all know it makes sense. It's such a common sense approach. But think about it. There's only 3 or 4 prescription produce programs in the country that we know of right now. We had to get instructions for this one from a clinic in Texas. And so it's funny that the healthcare industry is so reactive when you think about it. But this is just common sense, being proactive to try to get people and the next generation towards healthier lifestyle decisions, healthier nutrition, so that hopefully we're paying for less complications of significant and chronic illness.
All right, tell me about the whole campus, right?
Absolutely.
Because you were saying that you haven't had any damage or any theft or anything. I mean, you know, people have respected the project, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's another thing people will automatically jump to. Mm-hmm. Somehow that campus isn't in a safe area. I mean, sure. I've grown adults, people I have respect for kind of pop stuff out sometimes, and you go, I don't get it. Right. You're there every day.
I'm there every day. I park in the very far spot in the parking lot. I walk in. I know the folks that are, you know, coming through. And, yes, there are homeless people that live under those bridges, and they know that we're there to help them.
Yeah.
There are folks, you know, that walk through there all the time, and we don't have problems. We don't have damage. Half the time, I probably don't even lock my car. I shouldn't say that. I don't worry about it.
You should lock it from now on.
I should. Yeah. Now that I've
unless you
want to
just like identify the car and your license plate.
Exactly. Now that I've announced that, but I tell you, and it's because I feel safe.
All right. Well, the campus is growing.
Absolutely.
Northeast Community Fund is raising money to put it a permanent.
Right on the other side of our parking lot. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then there's one other project that's still coming. I can't remember which one that was, but anyway, there's land there. The city has generously donated, and I know they've been a good partner in all of this to make it happen. And so to have a place like and Dale Pharmacy, I mean,
absolutely,
you know, where you can, if you need assistance, you need help, you need health care, you don't have to go all over town to 9 different places. You know, you have one campus that's easily accessible.
Everything that you need is under one roof, from radiology to lab to pharmacy to counselors to
doctors. My outside looking in view of this is that when I think of what CHIC was, I remember going to CHIC, you know, on an impact tour several years ago. It turns into Crossings, but there has been a tremendous explosion of growth, right?
Right.
How has all that happened?
Well, it's really just bringing federal resources into our community to meet the needs. So the way the federal grant works is as you grow, grant dollars and opportunities can increase. And so it's really about math. You look at our statistics and our data, and our target population is at or below 200% of federal poverty. We know that there's about 30,000 people in our county, so that's the target. And we grow and add providers and expand to meet the need. And as we do that, we bring more resources into the community and meet that need. And so that's been the goal all along.
You don't like getting the credit, but I'm telling you, it's under your leadership that this thing has just bloomed and program after program, and it's really cool. So we want to definitely, Lindsay, make a note of that. Get involved with this garden from the food drive in, because that's kind of like reinvesting in exactly what we're trying to do. You know, because you're right. To me, a food drive or even a food pantry is an immediate problem.
You're right.
Yeah, or should be. Mm-hmm. That where somebody gets hurt or, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be a lifestyle. It ought to be a window.
Exactly.
You know, unfortunately, there are people that are living that window way too long.
Yes.
And we as a community need to do something about that. But it's hard when you're getting people to donate only healthy items. I mean
sure.
it's a world where these problems are not easy to solve.
No, they're not.
But step by step, you kind of make things better. And so if we can invest in our food drive, in your program of giving, you know, healthy food back to community members, I mean, that certainly makes all the sense in the world to me.
Well, thank you. It's exciting to be a part of it.
All right. Well, Tanya, we appreciate you coming in on such short notice. If people want information about this program, they want to come down and see it themselves, how do they do that?
They can just reach out, call Crossing, and ask for either Allison or myself. It's 877-9117.
All right, great stuff. We really appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs near 72. Then for tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 51. Friday, sunshine. Highs near 80. And Saturday, sunshine. Highs near 75 degrees. It's 54 degrees in downtown Decatur. Everyone, two-legged and four-legged, is invited to Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th in Fairview Park. Get geared up for an island luau-themed pet parade and costume contest. It starts the morning off at 8:30 a.m., followed by the 5K or 1 mile run and walk. There will be prizes and refreshments along with doggy games and canine demonstrations. Join the fun at Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th. For more info, go to nowdecatur.com. Sponsored by Decatur and Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation, Decatur Park District's Fido Fields, WSOY and NowDecatur.com.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
The Community Foundation of Macon County. We make giving easy. Hi, this is Ouija Stewart, president of the Community Foundation, and I want to tell you about one way we help people become donors for life. The Donor Advised Fund. You've heard of people starting a private foundation to channel their charitable giving. Well, a Donor Advised Fund is like a private foundation for regular folks who may not be super wealthy. Here's how it works. You open a fund at the Community Foundation and you make tax-deductible gifts into the fund in the form of cash or other assets like appreciated stock. At the Community Foundation, we invest the assets so your fund can grow over time. You act as advisor to the fund and can recommend now and in coming years that grants be made to the charities you care about. And later, when you retire, you have a vehicle to continue your giving without dipping into your retirement savings. For more information about donor advised funds, call us today at 429-3000.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal, we got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340, got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000, and still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole story.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Well, it feels like a Friday. It's not. Because Coach is here. LeBron James.
Weather's unbelievable.
When did Smells Like Teen Spirit come out? Was that at the very end of the 80s or were we into the 90s?
Oh, we were in the 90s.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, Nirvana established itself as part of the Seattle grunge scene, releasing its first album, Bleach, in 1989. That was... Nevermind was released in 91. So it was barely there. It was, you know, I always get like Guns N' Roses and Nirvana seem like very far apart to me, but they really weren't.
No.
What are you?
They were there about the same time.
Oh my God. You're creeping me out now. You really are.
Sorry.
You were a Guns N' Roses and Nirvana fan?
Nirvana, but
I'm just trying to think about you like in the early 1990s listening to grunge music. And I'm sorry. I just can't in a million years picture it.
There were some songs I liked, yeah.
Okay. There you go. You just liked the videos. man, I don't even want to go there. All right, good morning and welcome to the program. It is, as I said, Thursday, September 7th. We'll be off on vacation tomorrow and all of next week. Guest hosts are coming in. Guest host galore over the next, six shows. So we'll be here live and giving away tickets and doing all of our interviews and everything. Just won't have us. And we're going to miss another Monday and a Wednesday workout, which means what? We're probably going to get thrown on the bus in a couple more videos, huh?
Thinking so.
Why in the world did Matt Hall bring that up?
Bring it up. Dude.
Is he in yet? Whenever he gets here, I'd like an answer as to why he brought up the fact that we missed due to the Farm Progress.
He's here. Okay. You mean to holler at him?
No. We've got a bottom of the hour break here. We'll do it after we're done with that. But, yeah, so he calls us out. Now, I mean, I feel like we had an okay excuse.
I thought it was a good excuse.
Well, and we really did. Everybody, I had a gym bag packed. Everybody did. We totally
had every intent to go that Wednesday. But what happened was Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Ag, there was all kinds of stuff that were going on, and the timing of all that was out of our control. And so Wednesday turned into be a very big day at the Farm Progress show. And so there was an event over at the ADM, the Randall Research Center, which, you know, was offsite. You don't realize how long it takes you to get to your car and get out of the Farm Progress show.
I think that was the thing, because it would take me about a half hour to get even into the Farm Progress show. And then from walking from the gate that you came in on to get to our home base was a trek.
Yes, it was.
So it was kind of like, okay, this is not going to work.
Anyway, I have a clear conscience.
And I do too.
And we'll exercise on vacation.
Yes, I've packed gym clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be a gym in the hotel. And if nothing else, we have beautiful scenery to run to.
Exactly. Right?
That's right.
Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard and Provincetown and Boston. We're going to see a lot of great sights. So looking forward to that. By the way, did you read the story about the Red Sox getting busted using an Apple Watch to steal signs?
Yes.
What are they? Explain this.
Uh-huh.
Explain.
Well, stealing signs. It's hard. You're not a sports fan per se.
I mean, I know it's stealing
signs. No, but I mean, there are rules, and then there are rules in sports, right?
Yes, and that's the kind of
like in baseball, you don't performance enhancing drugs. No.
Yes.
I mean, that's an actual no, and players that get caught are resented by other players. But there are other sort of unwritten rules that it's okay to break, like throwing at a batter for revenge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they hit your guy, you hit
it's
their guy.
Frowned upon yet.
Yet it's okay. It's like NASCAR, you know, and they're sort of like if you're not cheating, you're not trying kind of mentality. Right. There is some of that in baseball. And stealing signs has been for years.
Yes.
A fascination and a sort of thing with Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And now technology has caught up with the old tradition of stealing signs. Now, do you even know what stealing a sign means?
Like whenever the catcher is giving the signs to the pitcher?
Exactly. So if for years of where maybe you have a runner on second base that has a clear view of that catcher from his vantage points out there, and then he has signs he can pass to the hitting coach. The hitting coach can pass signs to the player, or they can go directly to each other, or it might come from the dugout.
I don't know why they don't just shout it.
Well, do you see them?
I mean, I get it.
Okay, but when they're down there at third base, the third base coach.
And they're doing side, 3-3, doing all that weird.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are signs.
But a lot of them are fake signs. There's one in there that
yes,
is the
like
real
the
one.
First two or three might be to throw you off, and it might be. But if you follow it along enough, you get the pattern. And
I
so
played
you,
softball. We did the same.
Yeah. So for decades, this has all been, you know, a part of the gamesmanship of Major League Baseball. So now investigators from Major League Baseball have determined that the Red Sox, who, by the way, are in first place, that they were stealing hand signals from opponents' catchers in games and using an Apple Watch to communicate.
Okay.
So now you can, 30 years ago, you couldn't just send something to a watch or a phone.
Yes. Right now, I can send a...
Let's break for the news, and we'll bring Matt Hall into the conversation, and we'll get to Jeff and so much more. So, Byers & Company rolls on. Jeff Daly standing by with your news. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time, 8:29. With just about 4 weeks left until the 16th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, things are starting to get into gear as schools get ready to compete for one of five cash awards for the most food collected. Pete Versalino, who visits the schools and encourages the kids to get involved, said activities in the schools will really increase over the next 2 weeks.
So far, you know, the schools have started to collect the food. not as heavily at this point. That comes over the next 2 weeks. Things will start to ramp up, you know, but the issues are out there. We made everybody aware. People are knocking on doors. Kids are asking the parents. You know, now the next start is send me your money.
Last year's winner in the school competition was St. Patrick's School, who already has their campaign underway in earnest. The cash awards include a grand prize of $2,500. 16th annual WSOY Community Food Drive Friday, October 6th at Kroger, Route 36 East in Decatur. This year's goal, 1.5 million pounds.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There's a lot of traffic on the Florida Turnpike heading north away from where Hurricane Irma may be hitting this weekend. FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
To pinpoint where it's going to make landfall right now is nearly impossible. The states of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina all need to be monitoring this closely.
There's widespread damage from Irma already in the Caribbean and at least 10 deaths. President Trump's deal with Democrats to fund the federal government and raise the debt ceiling.
He told reporters aboard Air Force One.
We agreed to a 3-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred, very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling.
GOP leaders and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin wanted a much longer extension to the debt limit, in part to prevent a second vote before the 2018 congressional elections.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The deal is part of a relief package for Hurricane Harvey. Fox News, we report. You decide.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. Law enforcement officials and drug policy experts have differing takes on whether Illinois should legalize general use of marijuana. A joint Senate House committee took testimony yesterday on legalization. The sponsors, Senator Heather Staines and Representative Kelly Cassidy, are Chicago Democrats who say their plan will allow police to focus on violent crimes and provide tax revenue for a cash-strapped state budget. Cassidy says the aim is to regulate and ensure the safety of a widely used product. Several states' attorneys told the committee there's evidence that marijuana use leads to abusing harder drugs. They say roads would be less safe because of motorists driving under the influence of the drug. Neil Franklin is a retired Maryland State Police major. He says it would be safer to legalize and regulate marijuana. In sports, late last night, it was the Cardinals beating the Padres 3-1. It was the Cubs over the Pirates 1-0, and it was the Indians with their 14th straight major league leading win in a 5-1 win over the White Sox last night. We have Cardinal baseball for you tonight as they wrap up their West Coast swing with the San Diego Padres. We'll have that pregame for you a little earlier tonight, starting at 7:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. For Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Vuey Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Vuey Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Vuey Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Vuey Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Vuey Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to vueyrealestate.com to learn more.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs around 72. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 51. Friday, sunshine, highs near 80. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 75. Right now, it's 55 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't know if you're just intentionally using bump music that's going to spur stories, but do you know who this is?
Who is it?
This is NXS with Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah.
And it's only on the Lost Boys soundtrack. That's the only place this recording of this song exists. It's a great song. There you go. That was an 80s movie, by the way. All right, this time we head off to Benjamin F. Edwards and Todd Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow closed up 54 points on Wednesday to 21,807. Investor optimism improved after congressional leaders and President Trump agreed to a three-month extension for the debt limit and to fund the government. In economic news, the trade deficit rose slightly in July, while the Institute for Supply Management Non-Manufacturing Index improved and remained firmly in expansion territory. Economic announcements likely to impact the markets today include weekly initial jobless claims, productivity and costs, as well as the Energy Information Administration Petroleum Status Report. The European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.44% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.97%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.20%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 5/32, yielding 2.088%. Gold futures were up $5.10 at $1,344.20. Crude oil futures were down 26 cents at $48.86 a barrel. The Dow has started the day trading at 21,827, a positive 19 points. ADM 4241, Ameren 5939, Caterpillar 11734, Norfolk Southern 12275, PPG 10420, Tate & Lyle 3545, and Mueller Water at 1210. Brian, today's quote is from Jeremy Taylor, who said, "Knowledge comes by eyes open and working hands, and there is no knowledge that is not power." This is Todd Bruder with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company. Have a great day.
Thank you, Todd. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Matt Hall and Ron James in the studios. We're going to get to this baseball Apple Watch story because I was trying to explain to Lindsay. Baseball is fairly unique. I can already tell you Matt's mic is way too loud. I know. 21 years of doing this. I could tell from the feedback. The cheating in baseball, it's hard to explain to Lindsay, and I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean, Lindsay, I wouldn't call her a huge sports fan. I wouldn't call myself a huge sports fan.
Sure.
But in baseball, there's some cheating that's okay, and there's some cheating that's absolutely not okay.
Sure. Yeah, I totally agree.
And to the outsider, I could see why they would ask, what's the difference?
Right. I agree. And explaining some of those, the unwritten rules in baseball that have to be followed, and you're like, oh, you just have to do, you can't do this.
But if a Martian landed here tomorrow and you tried to explain the logic of it, it would be tough to explain. This story's not a new story. It's just this is the first time somebody's been busted with this technology.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That was when I saw it break a couple days ago, and Eric and I were talking off air about it afterwards. It was bound to happen sooner or later.
Yes. I'm surprised it hasn't already.
Exactly right.
So basically, they were sending stuff to one of the coaches who was wearing an Apple Watch.
Yep.
And then that guy was taking the information and passing along to players who were then sharing signs on the field. It's the same story we've always had. We just have the technology.
Exactly right. They were trying to adapt, and they did it. I mean, you're the Patriots, you know this very well.
Look at this. People
go call them cheating, whatever. They were ahead of the game in those things. Now you can't do those things, but they were doing it because it wasn't necessarily illegal.
Yes.
So
But yet we wonder why there's such outrage over one and the other's just sort of, well, that's part of the tradition.
Exactly right. And that's...
So what can't you do in baseball? I mean, when they say no, it really means no. PEDs?
Yes. PEDs is no. Gambling, obviously we know
Pete Rose. Yeah, can't gamble.
I think there's, let's see, what are the other big ones that are out there?
Matt gave me an obscure one. How about this, Lindsay? It's a no-no, a real no-no to try to bunt to ruin a perfect game.
Yes.
Right.
I know.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah, I do know that.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What's a perfect game?
Like a no-hitter?
Well, no. No hitter's a no-hitter. Perfect game is...
What's a perfect game then?
Walks.
No walks.
Nobody
no
on base.
No errors. Nobody
zero.
On base.
All zeros, perfect game.
Yeah, that would be.
No, hitters are rare, but perfect games are even more rare.
Yeah, and if somebody comes out and bunts, that's totally not.
I guess so, but how is that different than stealing the signs of another team and relaying them to? I mean, it's just weird how baseball has some rules where no kind of means yes, mm-hmm. and then there's some rules where no absolutely means no.
Right. And there are too many to list because some of them are so random and so, you know, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that one?
Yeah.
And
football's not like that.
No,
basketball's not,
really.
Not like that. Nope. I mean, you know, like with retaliation. I mean, there's expected. You hit a pitch, pitcher hits a guy, you know, you're
going
to go.
You're going down.
That's exactly right. And it's been that way for years and years and years. And it's part of the reason I liked baseball. It's what made somebody like Bob Gibson so great and feared.
Yep.
And I think we sometimes want to water down the game because everybody's so worried that somebody might get hurt. And, you know, that's just part of the risk. But NASCAR may be similar in the fact that they believe that the motto of NASCAR really is if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Right. I mean, that's really their motto. And they try to push and push.
Oh, yeah.
And just the testing that goes on behind the scenes just to make sure every week they haven't tweaked that car a little this way or that way to give them just the tiniest of advantage. Right. And it's almost kind of a rebel culture. You know, I mean, that's what it started with Moonshine and those guys were running liquor. So that outlaw sort of thing continues in NASCAR a little bit. But baseball is completely unique. And maybe the silliest rules of all sports outside of the PGA.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the other thing I was thinking of. It was probably golf is
it has all the stupid rules, but there's no cheating.
No cheating.
I mean, no means no means no.
Yeah.
In the PGA, so or you know, not just the PGA, but you know, the European Tour. You know, there may be what you consider to be dumb rules, and I think there are plenty of them. But there's no cheating.
No cheating.
And then worse than that, you call it on yourself. Yep. And if you don't call it on yourself and you miss it, some guy in his Barca lounger will call during the broadcast and get you kicked out of a tournament. Ridiculous. Which is insane.
It is.
They'll take that guy's word over yours.
Can you imagine doing that in any other sport? Can you imagine the Super Bowl? Like just literally somebody at a party with a handful of Fritos and a Bud Light could call and like stop the Super Bowl and get a player kicked out of the game.
Did you see Tom Brady air up that ball? I saw him on the sideline.
That's the third Patriots reference.
I just thought that.
And I would think if you are a Dallas Cowboys fan this week, the last thing you would be talking about is breaking the rules.
Did you know actually that there's a chance that if that restraining order is granted tomorrow, he'll play all season? And that won't be heard until December or January.
I think my standard response to you is going to be to you from now on, anything Patriot-related, yes, there were no battered women involved.
That's true. That's true. Oh, there's comebacks here. We won't go into that. But you're right.
Brady, they're not.
Give me some ribs.
You can give me crap about him wearing Uggs, but you can't call him a wife beater.
I never mentioned him about his Uggs, but he is in a league of his own up there, and it's fun to watch him. But,
Now, I'm going to give you the setup question. We're going to take the break and come back with your answer. What in the mother of God were you thinking bringing Farm Progress Show and us missing our workout up to Molly yesterday before our workout started? Formulate your answer. I'm going to give you the entire break to do that. It's time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
From soccer practice to home improvement projects, your days are busy. Busey understands. That's why we offer innovative solutions to keep your financial life in order. With Busey's mobile app, deposit checks, transfer funds, and pay bills, whether you're in the boardroom or at the ballpark. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't miss one of Central Illinois' finest juried art shows at Arts in Central Park, Friday, September 15th to the 17th in beautiful downtown Decatur. Enjoy over 70 artists with a variety of artwork for sale, including jewelry, pottery, sculpture, blown glass, fiber art, painting, and more. Plus kids' art activities under the big tent sponsored by Giggles and a special kids' art shop in the Madden Art Center. You can be a VIP by shopping early at the Friday evening preview party. You can find more info at nowdecatur.com or call 423-3189.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You don't have to take my word for it. Video proof is available at nowdecatur.com or the Nowdecatur Facebook page. This is Byers & Company. Coach LeBron James, as we're getting geared up for the NBA season. And Matt Hall join us in studios. Matt, of course, puts our videos together every week for the WSOY MCA Challenge. And we had a TRX sandbag / cardio workout on Wednesday outside yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you, at the very beginning of the video, asked Molly, you bring up the burpee challenge from the Farm Progress Show, mm-hmm. which all of us ignored last week.
Right. I did. I did. She had kind of mentioned it when we walked up. I got there a little early, which I tend to do for some stupid reason. I know. True. We're talking, and she's like, so did you guys not get a chance to do the burpees? I'm like, no. You know, we were really busy. We didn't have a chance to do it. She's like, oh, that's okay. But I thought, well, let's make sure we're not just ducking it. So I put it on the video to make sure she knew that there was a no burpee rule at the Farm Progress Show. We all had to sign waivers to make sure we didn't do all these things. So it was just, she knew it now. So it's all good.
Oh, there was a threat at the end of that. We played it on the air a little while ago. There was clearly an implied threat.
Yeah, there was. But, I mean, it's Molly. Come on. She's an angel. She's not going to do that to us,
She's
right?
not an angel. I told her yesterday I'm not sure if she's Joffrey or the Red Witch. I'm having a hard time. Only during the 60 minutes that we're there. She's a wonderful human being outside of that.
Yes. She is. She is one that. she doesn't cheat debt. She wins fair and square. She is. There's just so many different ones.
She's great. The videos are up weekly. We do two workouts, and then there's a flex workout. I'm bummed I'm not going to be able to go to the flex workout tomorrow because you guys are going to do spin.
We are.
Yeah, I love spin.
Yes, I'm glad I'm missing that one.
Yeah, everybody has the stuff they like and then the stuff they really don't like, and it's just individual kind of thing. I love spin. I spend a lot of time on a bike. And it's one of the best things you can do.
I felt bad because when she mentioned yesterday, there was a hurt look on Brian's face.
I know.
Like, man, this sucks.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, they've got a great spin bike right in the gym.
Oh, yeah,
there.
It's true.
I could go in there and do it myself. But I think you guys will like that tomorrow. So anyway, the videos are up, 2-3 videos a week, and I need to get you my playlist today. You can go check out the playlist, natacator.com. If you just go to the WSOY MCA Challenge, all those videos are compiled, and there's playlists and all kinds of cool stuff. So if you're looking for great workout music or different ideas, you can actually just play it, right?
You can get a little taste of it. Yeah, at least play a sample. Yeah, give you a sample of what you're looking at, so maybe it's something you want to pick up. Hey, I've never heard that song before. Oh, cool. Maybe I'll this is my workout regime.
Yeah, because everybody brings their own thing to it. Man, Matt Whitehead is stuck in the 1980s.
Wow.
So last time, the executive director of the YMCA, who's been great in this challenge and almost dies in every video.
he does.
Last time, he literally, he was famous for being a fan of Tiffany. Mm-hmm. I think I'm Alone.
We're Alone Now.
Yes.
Yes.
Which was maybe the worst workout song in the history of workout songs. I don't even know if you can actually call it a workout song. But he one-upped himself, and I didn't think that would be possible.
I didn't either.
What's on his list?
He's got a numerous different ones. Some of them are really good, kind of uppity songs there, but the one that stuck out to me was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
By Wham!
And Wham!
When I think about working out, I don't think about Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I don't think about Tiffany, I Think You Were Alone Now. No, we all have different tastes, because I believe Kelly last time had...
He had a Sinatra.
He had some Sinatra stuff on there, which Molly played, which was awesome.
I love Sinatra.
Yes.
Love it, but it wouldn't put it in my workout.
Nope, not at all. So it was, it's quite interesting to look at Maddie's list.
It's hard to believe, by the way, you know, that I think would have come out in about 1982, and that would be George Michael and Andrew Ridgely, who went on to become a race car driver or something after Wham, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then also in the news yesterday, George Michael's got a single coming out.
Huh.
Did you see
that
story?
Posthumously, obviously.
Of course. Yeah, I was going to say, what?
I mean, is it just people that want to profit off the death of these guys? I mean, why is this stuff not released when they're alive?
Yeah. There's probably a reason. They didn't want it released, or they didn't think it was ready, or they weren't complete. But, man, if they could make a buck off of it,
somebody probably. That's exactly right. Anyway, I was looking at the stuff. Wham, you know, you remember Careless Whisper?
Oh, yeah.
Love that song.
Good love song for a 19-year-old kid. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, bad song.
I would get, and Molly played it during the workout. Freedom, you can kind of get up for it. I can feel the groove on this one.
I love Freedom. Freedom's the best George Michael song ever.
Wake me up before you go-go. No, it's not what
and
I want.
I'm old enough to remember the video and those hats they were wearing. If you
the
think
dance?
I'm lying, yes.
Just say yes.
Yep.
What was the shirt they wore?
Yes, there was some sort of political, even then they were annoying.
Yeah. I remember that thing. Yeah, it was neon and everything. Yeah, I remember that.
That's on Matt Whitehead's playlist.
God bless him.
Yeah. Maybe it'll work. I just should try it. You know, maybe you can't knock it.
I think it would work. That one I think I could get with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wake me up before you go.
Jitterbug.
too many goes in there.
Come on, five more sets. You got this.
Can you can we bounce back from that? Can we close the show out and honor Matt today? Yeah, and then the video itself. Oh, stop it, please. All right, it's the WSOY MCA Challenge. We're next week. We're 6 weeks. We're halfway through. Can you believe it?
That's crazy. It's flown by. Seems like we've had a couple of holidays.
Here's what's crazier than this: when we're done, it's going to be November.
I know.
And we're halfway through.
Feels like it already.
Well, weather-wise, but it's not that bad.
No, it's not.
You know, driving in this morning, I got to tell you, I saw three more deer. You know, I hit a deer yesterday on the way to work. And man, has that all changed as far as it must be a long time since I've like filed a claim.
Sure.
They're sending me text links to put pictures in and it's a gigantic pain because there's no structural damage to the car. It's all sort of but you know, when you do that fender thing and it cracks I think they probably have to replace the whole thing anyway, but I'm leaving tomorrow. So it's like that has changed, but I saw another handful this morning. I mean, just running across that road.
I about hit one on North Monroe the other morning.
Does it seem like there's a lot more this year than normal? Is it the decrease in temperatures that happens so quickly?
I think that's part of it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It might be.
I mean, I know it's always going into hunting season and always, you know, early in the morning and late at night, but I drive that early morning every single day, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and the last 3 days, I've seen 13, 14 deer. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. It's scary.
We ran into them on the trail, the river trail out at Rock Springs on Monday. I mean, standing close enough to take a picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then one that just bolted right in front of us across the trail, and then another one that took off to the left of us. I mean, they are everywhere. So the Herald and Review wasn't lying in their editorial yesterday.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. Mm-hmm. I drove like you on the way to work this morning.
I was zooming along, and then I thought about that. I went, oh, I better be careful.
You know I what? Did.
Maybe I should.
I was that car on Lost Bridge this morning.
You just see gray hair.
The one that I have been cussing at for 10 years. I was that guy this morning.
French coat belt hanging out.
Yes. I was Aunt Gert. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano in your three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies. Highs near 72 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 51. Friday, have some sunshine with highs around 80 degrees. Then Saturday, sunny highs near 75. It is 56 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
Don't miss one of Central Illinois' finest juried art shows at Arts in Central Park, Friday, September 15th to the 17th in beautiful downtown Decatur. Enjoy over 70 artists with a variety of artwork for sale, including jewelry, pottery, sculpture, blown glass, fiber art, painting, and more. Plus, kids' art activities under the big tent, sponsored by Giggles, and a special kids' art shop in the Madden Art Center. You can be a VIP by shopping early at the Friday evening preview party. You can find more info at nowdecatur.com or call 423-3189.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
Don't eat alone. Join us with United Way's Dine United every Wednesday in September and October. Support these restaurants that support our local United Way. In Mount Zion, Black Iron Coffee Company and Crawford's Pizza. In Decatur, The Beach House. Coffee Connection at DMH. The Decatur Club. Downtown Cafe. El Corral Mexican Restaurant. Paco Soul Bistro. Sloan's Calzone. Salsa American Burrito Company. Taproot. And University Dogs. On Tuesdays, eat at Richland's Bistro 537 at RCC's Cafe. Dine United.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
I'm going to laugh when I'm working out. Push up three.
Choose Life was the shirt.
Yes.
Choose Life.
Yeah. High knees. They couldn't wear that shirt today. Mm-mm. They'd be run out of show business.
Oh, yeah.
It really said Choose Life?
Yes, Choose Life.
I remember that.
It was a suicide thing, wasn't it?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly couldn't be the other.
Uh-uh.
Okay. They wouldn't have got their card. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
More importantly than that video is Matt Whitehead's choice in workout music. We're really going to maybe have an intervention.
I don't know. If it'd help him run,
did you think? Did you think you could go down from I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany? Did you think that he could actually come up with a song that would top that?
To be fair, I asked him that.
I forgot how much I enjoyed that song.
Really? How old were you in 1982?
I don't know. I like Tiffany, though.
So what year were you born?
I was born in 77.
Okay. So you were like in preschool when Tiffany was...
No. I would have been... How old would I have been?
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Kindergarten. My apologies. I was way off. All right. Well, anyway, check it out. The whole list is available at Nauticator.com. Just go to the WSOY MCA Challenge. You can also see the videos that Matt has done over the weeks. I want to mention before we get to Eric Lee here that St. Teresa and Warrensburg Latham have united in Hurricane Harvey relief effort. Mm-hmm. I guess they're playing each other Friday. Is that
they
correct?
They are. Huge game.
St. T or Warren, where are they?
St. T, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what they're doing. You can bring new bath towels, school supplies, backpacks, bug spray, diapers, Spanish and English Bibles, food, bottled water, children's items, toiletries, bras, socks, underwear, cash. They're collecting at the gate, evidently, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got an email from Tom Noonan asking to mention this. And so before Friday night's game, tomorrow night, if you want to drop off those items, the folks at St. Teresa and Warrensburg Latham, who will be playing each other on the field tomorrow night, but have united off the field to do a fundraiser for Hurricane Harvey.
It's great. Always great. Always great to hear that. And huge game, but obviously, you know, they're thinking about the others too.
Bigger picture. Bigger picture. All right. Eric Lee joins us, the Eric Lee Show, today at 3 o'clock. How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good. We're going to have somebody on today talking about, you know, hopefully representing St. T and Warrensburg about the fundraiser tonight. It's also worth mentioning Central A&M and Meridian. There's no entry, there's no gate to get into that game tomorrow night either. And it's just donations, financial donations and donations aplenty. So that's pretty cool to see the high school getting involved.
Yeah, no doubt. What's on the show today?
We're going to talk to Patrick Etherton. Our game of the week this week will be our first look at Mount Zion. It's a lot of people's first look. It's their first home game. They'll play Effingham, who pulled a big shocker. Well, not a big shocker, but a bit of a surprise. They won at Taylorville last week. So Mount Zion, probably an underdog coming up Friday night. We're looking forward to another pretty good game. And we're going to talk to a representative from Ameren. They've got some new technology stuff going on in their trucks, which is going to make them more efficient. So hopefully good for everybody in the long run. And Jan Trauber from Kirkland will be in to talk about their schedule. I got a full series coming up, so that should be fun.
All right, Eric, we will see you at 3 o'clock with the Eric Lee Show, Eric and Nick Smith. Kirkland, one of the, I mean, I don't know everyone knows about Kirkland, but their entire season of performances, they have some amazing talent come through here. Sometimes it plays to 300, 400, 500 people when they could hold a lot more. And the ticket prices are always reasonable, and they have some amazing stuff coming through, including the Nutcracker with the Moscow Ballet, which is going to be there. Matt did a great video of the tryouts for local kids to be a part of that. That's exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff. Yeah. Really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, listen, you guys hold the fort while we're gone next week, and God knows what we're going to come up with if we miss two, which we will, right?
Oh, I know. Gonna have to do burpees in Boston or something.
Something like that. Why is it that the burpee? I don't mind the burpees as much.
I don't either. Don't make me do high knees. Hate those.
Yeah, you missed high knees yesterday. We had to do high
knees. Get a daily recap. Sorry, that was not.
I know we're going on vacation, but do we have to go right now?
Ready to go now. Yeah. Ready to go now. it's time to go.
I meant to push this button.
That's completely two different buttons.
I know.
You need a vacation.
I was,
All right. Podcast of all of the interviews today. Treasurer Frerick, City Hall Insider, Tanya Andrix, the whole crew. It's available at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator face page or the Nauticator app, which is free at the Google Play or iTunes store. We'll be gone for a week, but the show will still be here live with guest hosts. We want to thank all those folks for filling in. And we will be back on, what, Monday the
18th.
Wow.
We'll see you then. Out of my way. You make the sun shine brighter than Doris Day. Turn the bright spark into a flame. Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
8:59, good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. The 2017 Special Olympics Illinois Outdoor Sports Festival is set to descend on Rotary Park and the Hickory Point Golf Club this weekend. The event is one of nine state sports competitions and is the final competition for Special Olympians participating in softball and golf. Young athletes will have the opportunity to participate in both softball.